WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin'.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
It's Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLife. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support your channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code Rocketsack in $4.99 to buy all the Star Wars stuff, because Wookiee feet. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the intern.
You can also hire Darth... Oh, Jesus, I'm getting the feedback. Okay. There we go. You can also hire Darth Vader as AI and have him run around the map and, depending upon a hotfix, say some very interesting things for you.
Apparently. Apparently that's
you know it's bad when they have to immediately put a hotfix in the game for it.
Yeah. Yeah, when clips go viral, they kind of make sure that certain words don't get spoken, but that's okay. We also have the one and only Keishi Matsunaga.
Aw, man, I didn't find him before all the hotfix things happened.
You can still talk to him. You can still interact with him.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, I can't make him say whatever I want.
No. There are a lot of people who got him. He cursed a few times.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, there was. They were trying to get some banned terms to be dropped. It's a thing.
Yeah,
although you could ask him about Dommy Mommy if need be. That
oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the one of them. That's special. but yeah, Darth Vader AI. It's an interesting choice they made. But that's Fortnite. They're testing. We also have the one and only Tim Stein.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Wow. On the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming on Twitch, of course, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Come join us. You'll be able to say hi to everybody else in the chat room, such as the lovely Lindsay Ward, who hosts The Rec on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern. Hi, Lindsay. And, of course, Matt's in there and a few other people. And you might even be able to talk to a wacko ninja. So join us in the chat room while we preview Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, we have a Saturday night's main event coming up this Saturday on NBC, 8 o'clock. I believe we have what, four.
For the record, I was not watching hockey, even though Florida is about to advance, leading by a score of 5-1.
Wait, you're not watching hockey?
No.
That's surprising.
No.
Are you okay?
I'm a Flames fan.
I thought you were a hockey fan.
You mean you don't hate watch like the rest of Canada?
I hate watch the Edmonton Oilers. I don't cheer for them to win right now. It's almost as if I'm cheering for the teams they're playing to lose, which is a totally different thing altogether.
That's fair.
But yes, this Saturday on NBC and the Peacock, it is WWE Saturday Night's Main Event. I believe we have, what, 4 matches, Brent? All right, good talk, Brent.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes, 4 matches have been announced. We believe there will be a 5th match because there is a certain subsection of the roster that has not been addressed yet.
Yeah, we talked about this last night for a minute.
I don't think they're going to get away with that.
No, I don't think they're going to get away with it. So there will be a women's match of some variety on this show. I don't know what. To be announced. I think it may be too soon to do Io and Rhea on Saturday Night's Main Event. I think we're still building to that.
Way too soon.
It could be that. It could be Becky and Lyra again. You could put, based upon what happens on Friday, you may be able to do Zelina defending the U.S. Championship because she's in the triple threat for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So.
And if they don't have a match, they don't have a match, and it's just the way things work out. But I would expect at least a segment featuring the women on the show, at the very least.
I mean, hell, Roxanne's not doing anything. You could do something with that, too.
You could. You could in... Indeed, but the 4 matches we have on this show includes a steel cage match for a WrestleMania rematch. It's Damian Priest and Drew McIntyre one more time inside a cage, guys.
These guys are going to try and kill each other. And I don't necessarily mean that hypothetically. We watched them take a South of Heaven through the production tables. We watched them beat the high holy hell out of each other at WrestleMania. We know Drew knows these kinds of matches and will amp it up a bit. So, you know, they're going to try and kill each other. I don't know if this is starting to lead towards a Drew face turn, though, possibly, but because there has been just little things here and there. The fans aren't necessarily booing him voraciously, and also, like, I know it was off camera, and I know that that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it's like, he's doing a little bit more face things subconsciously, so I don't know if he's just going to be a tweener, or if it's like he's... They realize, like, okay, we may need to move him more face for some of the stuff coming up. So, it'll be interesting. But yeah, these guys are going to just try to lay waste to each other in a cage.
Also, to address Matt in chat, there's no Cody heel turn coming anytime soon.
Oh, no.
It's not happening.
He is the whitest meat baby face you have right now. If you turn him, there's not really someone on that side to really kind of step up and take that flag.
No, there really isn't.
He's just getting a very much earned time off after, you know, defending the belt for a year.
Yeah, he's been the quarterback for 2 years, so I think taking 6 weeks off or whatever it is not the worst thing for Cody Rhodes.
Well, and I think for a long term viability, it really helps giving him time off and not having him run himself ragged being the quarterback. It's like, you did this, you carried us for a while, good on you, but at the same time, we have a lot invested in you, so we want to make sure that you're kept okay. And I think this is some of the things that, like, CM Punk talked about with his first run, of like, sometimes if you do that, and I think Hunter especially knows this coming from the wrestling background, like, if you take time off, it's going to allow you to perform longer and feel healthier and be more on your game when you are around. Look at what happens with Randy. Look what happened, you know, anytime someone takes that time off, they come back. And also it lets the fans miss you, which is another good thing.
Yeah. But Cage, when these two get locked in the cage, what's going to happen?
It's going to be two big, meaty men grating meat because it's a cage.
It's a cage.
They're going to grate each other like cheese. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those things of like, the cage will be used to its proper ends.
Yeah.
But the question, who wins the battle?
Let's start with Tim.
Or not.
There is a meme on social media, The Simpsons. The bartender, his name is Mo, correct?
Yes.
The town drunk is Barney, right?
Correct.
And we all know the meme. Mo throws Barney out of the bar, and then in the next frame you see Barney coming behind Mo, correct? You've all seen this meme, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, somebody posted on X that meme, but they put Drew's face on Mo, and Damien's face is on Barney. Just as they get rid of him, he comes back.
Of all the Simpsons memes that are on the internet, I don't think that's one of the most used ones.
It's probably not the most used one, but I just recently saw this one, and I thought it was kind of amusing. Just, you know, based on the circumstances leading up to where we're sitting right now. I've got a problem with this match because heel or face, everybody knows that currently these are two of my favorite wrestlers out of like five. As for who wins, I'm struggling to pick somebody, but if you force me to, and let's face it, you kind of are, because that's what we do here. I'm thinking that Damien goes over.
What about you, Cash?
Well, if some of those like subconscious signs of him, of Drew possibly switching directions, whether it's a full face turn or more of a anti-hero tweener sort of thing, are true, I feel like it might go Drew's way. So I think I'm going to do the opposite of Tim, and I'm going to pick Drew McIntyre.
You're so contrarian.
What about you, Brent?
For me, the signs are pointing to Priest winning here because, at least for me, Drew won at Mania. They took each other out at Backlash. Damian feels like he needs to get a win here. And if he does win here, I don't think they necessarily need the rubber match because the cage is kind of a finisher in terms of feud, possibly. Plus, I think if Drew loses in a cage, maybe that helps precipitate a change for him. Maybe it's, you know, he lost a Punk, he lost a Priest, he needs to reevaluate, and he kind of, I don't know, sees the light and starts to go a little bit more, like I said, not necessarily full face, but maybe tweener with face tendencies, as opposed to embracing the dark side for the most part. And let me just say, my favorite Simpsons meme that I use, which is most accurate for all of the wrestling stuff, is the kid watching Krusty beat up that version of the Hamburglar of the, you know, stop it, he's already dead. Because that just works so well for wrestling at times. But, yeah. So, in this case, I think it's Damian Priest walks out of here. Maybe more limps out of here with a victory. I don't know if he's going to necessarily walk out unscathed, nor do I think we expect anyone to leave unscathed.
No. I think the entire front row might not leave unscathed, even though there's a cage in between.
I have a feeling the winner gets attacked post-match by a future opponent yet to be named.
We'll have to see. Before we move on to the next match, Case, what's your favorite Simpsons meme, since we're just apparently sharing?
Hey!
That's a good question, especially since, like, I was not a diehard Simpsons guy.
I mean, there's the Homer fades himself into the hedge meme.
Yeah, I'm just gonna talk out loud about how when I was a kid, I was not allowed to watch The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And then that carried over into just when all the new episodes came out on Sundays for the last 25-ish years. I've been spending half of the year sliding rocks down ice. So it's like one of those things that I never really had the opportunity to get into as I type Simpsons memes in my Google machine. I'm going to go with the I'm in danger one because it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one too.
Yes. I'm in danger applies to a lot of things on a regular basis.
There you go. Up next, it is CM Punk and Sami Zayn taking on Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. What are we thinking?
That is, very entertaining and very fun match to watch.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be, it'll be, I mean, you look at the people in the match, three of them are like top superstars. The other one is well on his way to being a top performing superstar. And I mean, one could even argue he's already, you know, in his own right. It's going to be good. The story's going to be good, especially if you look at the people involved. I think if you want to, like, Seth and Braun need to win here in order to, like, establish that collective as something that, you know, the fans and possibly the locker room need to be on the lookout for. If you don't give them that victory here, it kind of takes away almost everything they've done in the last few weeks here. So I would say that Seth and Braun are going to win, but it will be a really well thought out, put together match.
What are your thoughts, Brent?
Okay, Brent, now.
Piggybacking off of what Casey was just talking about, I think with the current pairing of Braun and Seth, right now, both guys really need to look strong. I don't see either of them taking an L here for this match. In terms of Sami and Punk, they can take a loss here. I know a lot of people were saying on Monday, oh, it's 3-2 when you had Punk, Sami, and Jay out there. The problem is Jay's already in a feud. And so everyone was kind of like, well, who's going to be the third man for Heyman's group? Because they've got the three right there. And it's like, Jay was there for other reasons. He's not there as part of that angle because he has to deal with Logan Paul right now. I don't think Logan's going to be Paul's third guy because that just wouldn't make sense. If they do add to Paul's group, I think it comes much later. I don't think it happens right now. But in terms of this specific match, I think you've got a lot of good emotion involved with this between the fact that there's history with Braun and Seth, or Braun and Sami. There's definitely history between Punk and Seth. You've got Heyman there to help stir the shit. But yeah, ultimately, when I look at this, I go, Seth and Braun have to pick up the win just because you've just formed them. They need to look like a force. They need to look like, you know, wow, this is a group that, you know, being put together right now can do things, as opposed to, oh, look, they got put together and they lost. I think even a DQ finish doesn't help them at all. It needs to be an actual win for the heels in this instance to move everything forward. Because ultimately we know it's going to be Seth and Braun versus Punk and Roman is where it's all leading to, because those are the two guys who definitely want payback with Heyman, and Heyman, I think, will, you know, see the face of God at that moment and go, what have I done?
Heyman on the full match.
No, that was
let him roam around. Let him be, you know, at ringside with all the emotion, but have him just sit there and be like, I did this to myself, and now I must reap the consequences. But yeah, it's ultimately building to the bigger match there, but you need to get Seth and Braun to that point, so they need to win at this instance.
And Tim, do you have an official pick?
Well, if Seth and Braun don't win, that's just really bad booking. And it would be one of the best ways to absolutely crap on what would wind up being potentially one of the better stables of the last decade, if they, you know, play the cards right.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you can probably expect Punk to get distracted by Heyman, the way this distraction happens, Punk is seething. He's mad at Heyman. He wants to get some kind of a revenge. He's going to take a break in the action to get into Heyman's face, which is going to probably, that's what probably is going to wind up turning the tide of this match to give it to Seth and Braun. This is the way I would book it.
Yeah, there you go. We mentioned Jay. He's defending the world's heavyweight title against Logan Paul on Saturday night's main event. What are we thinking, Keish?
I don't think Jay loses the title to Logan Paul. I hope Jay Uso doesn't lose the title to Logan Paul. Every fiber in my being wants Jay to not lose the title to Logan Paul. Please don't give Logan Paul the title. Pretty please? Pretty please?
But no yeet!
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I think the match itself will be entertaining because I'm sure Logan has been practicing everything they're going to do for the last however long he's had to do so. You know, so he will be prepared to put on a good match. I don't see any reason to give him the title right now, other than like angering the internet. So, I mean, it's like 60-40, but let's not do it. Let's not do it.
But Kishi, the chaos.
Yeah, I'm aware of the chaos. Picture
the absolute flame out that could happen.
You don't pull that trigger just for the sake of pulling that trigger.
Yeah.
I know. Look, you guys know I'm just pulling your fucking leg here. It's just fun to say.
It is fun to say. Sarah and Chad will start a riot if Logan Paul wins the title. Hates that man with a fiery passion. Yeah, I think many are gonna would start that riot because I don't think anyone here except for Brent who wants to cause the chaos. He knows I like chaos.
Well, Brent has always been a fan of the Joker, hasn't he?
Look, there's a lot going on around me recently that I have fully embrace the idea of some people just want to watch the world burn, because right now, yeah, there's just a lot going on. But in terms of this, it's like, would it be funny to kind of see that this would be on par, in my opinion, to like when Miz won the title first time, that everyone just kind of was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, except for those of us who were on WTR talking about it.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, we got angry Miz girl meme out of it because there was like having that happen. Everyone just soured. So a little part of me is like, that would be kind of fun just to cause a little bit of chaos. But at the same time, don't get me wrong. I am of the mindset of like, but it's Logan fucking Paul. I'm sorry. That trumps even just like, teehee, wouldn't this be funny? You know, no, it's Logan Paul. I do not want him to hold the biggest prize. If he gets like the US title or Intercontinental title, sure, why not? Putting a belt on TV, not necessarily a bad thing. Putting the big belt on Logan Paul, don't know if I'm necessarily a fan of that one.
Oh, please don't ever hit that octave again.
Sarah, check it on the bright side. At least everyone will hate him. Will hate him more if he does get it. I mean, there is that. If you really want,
that is true. But I will say, for right now, Logan Paul is a good opponent for Jay. You've placed the seeds of Gunther wanting to get back into the picture after the whole Pat McAfee match. You know, yeah. I'm coming after it for the day after Money in the Bank. Does that portend to things in the future? Who knows? But you've got that match sitting there. But Logan is a perfect foil for Jay because Jay is a man of the people. He comes in through the crowd. He's amongst everybody. And yet, Logan is there at every turn in the crowd to sucker punch him. Logan is the anti-Jay. Everyone wants to boo the shit out of Logan Paul. Everyone wants to cheer Jay because of his whole journey and just the fact of he has the catchy song, he has the catchphrase, and people just like him. He has that energy with him right now.
Eat.
Everyone just wants to hate Logan Paul just because it's Eat. Logan Paul.
Eat.
So when it comes to this, I think it's a good bit because it also gives Jay a title win on a decent stage, and then you can go from there for, you know, what they're going to do with Money in the Bank. You know, do you have, do you do an extended build for Gunther, or is it just Gunther is just that spirit that's hanging there for the day after Money in the Bank?
I mean, that's very fair. Very fair to think about. But so I take it you're going to Uso.
Yeet.
Tim?
Ironically, beating Logan Paul would be an assist in legitimizing Jay's championship run, even though it's Logan Paul. You do it properly, he's the first rung on the ladder.
I mean, second.
Well, like, who was the first rung?
Rollins.
You got a point. But he's you know, lower rung on the ladder as that climb continues. And it's classic booking. You keep beating your champion credible opponents that are going to take the pinfall and keep building it up until the inevitable final rematch happens.
A final boss, maybe? No, I'm kidding.
Well, you're not that far off. But as much as I am not a fan of Logan Paul, for various reasons, none of them to do with wrestling, because begrudgingly, I will admit that I have been somewhat impressed by the YouTuber, because he's come in there right from the start. To me, I'm like, geez, here we go with the gimmicks again and the bullshit celebrity opponents. He's dedicated himself, he's committed himself to actually being a good wrestler, and he doesn't suck, which, yes, well, I know that's a very Canadian backhanded compliment. He absolutely does not suck, and I could see at some point in time when everybody starts, like, accepting that Logan Paul is going to be around for a while, he's eventually going to have a face turn, and the scary thing is thinking what it would be like to have the entire house behind him and people watching on TV behind him, despite the fact that he's essentially a dipshit. The thing about it is this dipshit can go. He was trained very well. He knows the moves. He's able to pull off the high spots properly.
Mm-hmm.
And putting him in that ring in a match against your champion, who just so happens to be Jey Uso, who wound up, you know, taking the long road to get to where he is today. I am going to do my damnedest to suspend my bias against Logan Paul, because there is a heavy bias there. Brent, I don't know if you feel the same way I do about him.
Oh, I think as a person, he's an absolute, you know,
dick
douche. But the one thing I will add to what you've been saying is, like, not only is he good in the ring, not only does he, like, put in the time, do the moves well.
Yeah.
I think one thing that's understated for him is he knows his role and he knows the psychology of being the heel, and he embraces it.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to be hated in every arena he goes to. And so what does he do? He turns it up to 11.
He leans into it. Yeah. And here's the thing. Ironically enough, back me up if you agree. He's better at bringing heel heat than John Cena.
Oh, absolutely.
So, it doesn't feel like a stereotypical, you know, heat draw. Did that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel forced. It feels pretty organic. And that just stems from the fact that people don't like him, like, away from the ring. But so, I expect this to be an absolutely, you know, like at least a 4-star match. And we're probably going to get something deserving. And I don't know if this is a hot take or if this is, you know, lines up. But I think we're going to get a match that is deserving of being placed near the main event, if not the main event, of one of the major PLEs. I keep wanting to call them pay-per-views. But every time I do, you give me shit and correct me, Rock.
I know, because it's a PLE.
Semantics.
Well, it's in their world, it's not, because it's a premium live event. Just look at the ticket prices.
So I was going to say, yeah, technically it's not a pay-per-view because we're
not
paying for
view.
Peacock.
Yeah. Or Netflix.
Or no. Well, yeah, if you're international Netflix, correct.
People have to pay for Netflix, so technically Raw is pay-per-view.
I mean, you also pay
not
for
not technically because you're not paying per episode. That would be more pay-per-view.
But you also pay for cable, so everything's pay-per-view. So...
Unless you do what I do.
Pirate yeah. review?
No, not pirate. In Canada, it's legal. It's the IPTV box that I sell legal. To people that comes with 9,000 channels, and you don't have to pay extra. There will be no extra fees on your bill if you watch something on demand, the latest releases, or if you watch a premium live event or a pay-per-view. Event.
So, Casey, does that make Tim Paul Burchill then?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Yeah, one of these days, Casey, come on over for wings or something like that. I'll show you the box. We'll make it a Sunday night so you'll be here doing the show with me. And I'll let you check out the TV box and what it offers. And when you see it, you'll want 10 of them.
Pyramid scheme. Anyway, your main event on this show is John Cena.
Not a pyramid scheme. Jey Uso wins, you motherfucker.
John Cena versus his versus R-Truth in your main event. I don't think the title's online. I think it's just 101 Cena and R-Truth.
Yeah, I think you kind of screwed that up. R-Truth versus his childhood hero, John
Cena. Yeah.
That's what you meant.
It's what I meant. I was stuck on the pyramid scheme.
Being distracted by something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just announced as a singles match on here.
Yeah. So
no,
what are your thoughts?
No title.
What are your thoughts?
This is going to be 65% comedy. Thanks, R-Truth.
Is it, though?
I think it will be.
I think Truth will have a moment, but I don't think it's going to be predominantly comedy. I think this is a way... I think this match serves two purposes. One, it allows John, as we talked about when they first had Truth involved at Backlash, I think it's a way for John to be involved with someone whom he has some history with, probably a hand-picked opponent on his way out of like, yep, let's do one more match with him, because there is the history of capital punishment and the whole angle with him, Dwayne, Punk, Miz, and Truth. But I think this match also serves a secondary purpose, which is John Cena beats the shit out of someone the fans love. And it's trying to really get some more heat on him. So I don't think this is going to necessarily be a slow-paced match. I think this is going to be John tries to beat R-Truth pillar to post. And he's going to try and make an example of R-Truth. And he'll use him as a proxy. All of those fans who were John Cena's supporters for 20 years, this is the proxy. I don't care about you anymore. And he's going to beat the high holy hell out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what people think. because R-Truth was kind of very kind of serious on SmackDown.
With the Barrett interview.
Yeah. That's why it's like the disagreement with the comedy. It's like, it's going to be a lot more serious than people think.
Well, because his statement was what? I'm going to like... smack I'm gonna like smack the respect out of him or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
it was along that it was basically like I'm going to give him the attitude adjustment that he needs.
Yeah, that's for sure. So no,
yeah,
no,
I mean Tim is right. There will be probably a little bit of comedy, but I think for the most part it will be, you know, R-Truth, like the comedy be like, come on man, I looked up to you, you were my hero, and then John Cena just beats the piss out of him.
I want to know if little Jimmy returns.
I don't think it goes that far.
Just for this one match.
I'm with Brian on that one. I don't think so.
Well, at the end of the day, John Cena is going to get the win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with the title not on the line. I mean, even if it was on the line, it would be even more so. But for this on the John Cena retirement tour, I don't think he's going to drop a match to R-Truth.
It'd be an absolute hilariousness if he actually did, because the title isn't on the line.
Yeah, but then you would have to do a second. I don't think anyone wants to see a second, because a lot of people are complaining about having a first. So
yeah, I don't think...
Sorry, Brent, I just want to get this out before I forget about it. It's just too bad people are shitting on the match before it happens, because as much as a comedy act that R-Truth turned himself into after, especially after saying the wrong city's name on Raw, even at his age, he can still really go, and he is good. That's the one thing that I think has been lost, personally speaking. When I've talked to people about R-Truth, they love the humor that he brings, but they can't fathom that he's actually a damn good wrestler. And people have to shut up and quit shitting on the match and just watch it, because I think a lot of people are going to be surprised.
Yeah.
That's my take.
I can agree with that.
So everyone's in agreement. John Cena wins. Lol.
Lol.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
But that Saturday night's main event streaming on NBC.
We have no housekeeping.
Now. Why would there be housekeeping?
Because there's no housekeeping.
That would be
housekeeping
next
is next week.
Yeah,
that'll be next week. Yeah,
that's when Brent does the housework. Yeah, he cleans up.
Basically, what I'm saying is we're done, guys.
We are, in fact, done for another Sunday night.
Rock and I will be busy next Sunday.
Quite busy, but hey, talking about Saturday night's main event is not done on the Wild Talk Radio Network, because I know that Lindsay's going to have something to say about it this coming Thursday, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, on another episode of The Rack, and she'll be joined by the producer.
Yeah, that's Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack. We'll talk about Saturday night's main event and all the news, but before that, it's the Raw Post Show. Whenever Monday Night Raw ends, we'll be live to talk all about it tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CB Radio. And then next Sunday, also next Saturday, on Saturday, we're doing the Excalibur Challenge. Because next Sunday, there's also an AEW pay-per-view. We'll be back next Sunday night to talk about Saturday night's main event at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. It's at WTR Sunday on Facebook. And Twitter. Tim?
I'm on the Twitter. We still call it Twitter, even though it's X. It should go back to Twitter. Follow me at Flames Forums, because I post daily, multiple times. And some of the shit's funny. Just ask me. Best way to do that is follow me at Flames Forums on X.
Right.
Yeah, you can find me across a smattering of social medias, X/Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, either at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those will get you to the right place for where I am for all of my comments about WWE, AEW, TNA, or just people with really weird houses that are computer altered.
Yeah. AI. It's a thing. Keish.
Yeah. I have social medias that exist. Whether or not I'm using them is hit or miss. But you can find those at Kyle Driver on ones that are out there, and if you can't, I probably haven't added them yet. That's the one. I haven't added them yet.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Yeet.
Shadows, reminder, if you have Amazon Prime Link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support your channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock at the Fortnite item shop. Buy Star Wars. Hashtag epic partner. But we're done.
Ironically, I'm watching Star Wars right now. But that's it. We're done. Enjoy the week, everybody. Enjoy all the programming coming up. Stay tuned to social media for any news announcements or any extras. And we'll catch you next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Drama, daddy loves enough. We can entertainment, flags, top billing, jelly dance, superman, run killing, sticking my leg in the wrist, going against the grain.
WildTalkRadio.com.